We have a special guest in our studio, Kathy Merryheart from the Smallest Art Gallery in Ortonville joins us once again. Nice to see you, Kathy.
Oh, hi. Thanks. It's really nice to see you too, Paul.
Yeah. How's your summer going or been?
Oh, well, it's been a lot of fun. I've done a lot of visiting with family and friends, and I've been very involved in many activities at the Smallest Art Gallery.
That's right. I've noticed that on your Facebook page and stuff. You've been quite busy up there in Ortonville.
Yeah, we've had a number of artists that have been on exhibit, and we've got a new one coming up this week. And so I've also been teaching a number of classes.
Okay, good. Why don't you tell us all about it? What's happening?
Okay. Well, I'd like to start out by talking about the classes and also the events coming up, such as artist receptions. On Thursday, August 19th, from 4 to 5:30, there will be an artist reception for Deb Meyer, a watercolorist from Madison, Minnesota. Deb will be exhibiting her Sri Lanka series from August 19th to September 17th. Please make plans to meet and visit with the artist, Deb Meyer, during her in-person artist reception and enjoy her beautiful art exhibit. Mm-hmm. On Saturday, August 28th, from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m., the monoprinting jelly plate art class is scheduled. All art supplies are provided. The fee for this class is $54. Students will work on a jelly plate, use a variety of stencils, a brayer, and paint to create colorful printings. For the finished project, students get the choice of creating an accordion book to display their printings or to create a piece of artwork. This jelly plate art class will be offered again on Sunday, September 19th, from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. On Saturday, September 4th, from 9:30 a.m. to noon, the acrylic painting art class, Swimming in a School of Fish, is being offered. Students will be working with acrylic paint on canvas. Once the underpainting has been applied and dried on the canvas, students will use additional paint to paint in reverse. This is a unique way of painting, and it is fun to watch the fish appear on the canvas. The Smallest Flower Pot Watercolor Art Class will be offered on Saturday, September 11th, from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. All supplies are provided. The fee for this art class is $42. Students will learn how to mix colors, use different brushes to create flower pots, leaves, and flowers, as well as to use a special fine-tipped pen to give their artwork an artistic flair. Each student will have the opportunity to create 3 gift cards to take with them. The Smallest Art Gallery is open Thursday through Sunday from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Please stop by to view the art exhibit and to check out what's happening at the art gallery. Mm. I am one of the artists in the Art Meander. The Art Meander, which is the Upper Minnesota River Art Crawl, is the first weekend in October, October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. The Art Meander is along the Upper Minnesota River. To the farthest point north, 18 miles above Ortonville, is Gene Minden's art studio. To the farthest point south is Bradley Hall's art studio in Granite Falls. There are many artists in between these two art studios. There are also a number of new artists to the Art Meander, and one of them is Deb Meyer, who will be located in Madison, Minnesota.
Deb is pretty excited, Kathy, to be a part of the Meander today, this time.
We're very excited to have her as well. She does a beautiful job with expressive art, and expressive mm-hmm. art meaning such as the facial features of her portraits
right.
have wonderful expressions on their faces.
Yeah. I know she's retired, Maynard's wife, of course, and she's retired, and yes. I think she's more busy now than when she worked.
Well, it doesn't surprise me. I think an artist is always busy, yeah. always creating.
That's right. How's your art classes been going this summer? You've been pretty busy at the Smallest Art Gallery?
I have. I like to keep the groups small, mm-hmm. anywhere from once in a while I'll have private lessons, yep. but usually 2 to 4, sometimes 6, and that way it keeps it more personable.
Yep.
And a lot of the students that I have are new to art, or it's been 30, 40 years since they've held a brush. So I go very slowly, and we do one step at a time. so that there's a comfort level and an ease of working their way into art. Mm-hmm. And it also has helped that I was a first grade teacher for around 25 years. So yeah. I'm used to going, you know, step one, step two, step three. And I think the students appreciate that, that it's not overwhelming.
Right. And you're good at one-on-one, basically, when you keep your classes small like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, they get a lot of one-on-one attention during class time. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the Meander, of course. When is that again?
That will be the first weekend of October, October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Now, the Meander has really grown over the years, hasn't it?
It has.
It's an amazing event. Do people come all across the country sometimes?
Yes. I have people sign in my book and state where they're from, and I've noticed seven different states that people have come from, and they will actually set up their vacation time to come during the Meander.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's basically from Granite Falls to Ortonville. You mentioned the geographics there, and Deb Myers will have something for the first time.
Yeah, and we're very excited on the Meander Steering Committee because we have a site now in Madison, and it's been a number of years since we've had an artist in Madison.
Okay. Yeah, always looking forward to the Meander. It brings a lot of people into the area.
It does. And as an example, at my art gallery, I average around 400 people in 3 days coming through the art gallery.
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and the Red Barn, which is just north of us, of my location, they have probably an average of around 1,000 people in those 3 days.
Well, I know John White is up there too, isn't he?
Yes, he is, and he gets quite a few.
Yep, yeah, I've been in his studio, and that's an amazing studio that John has up there.
Yeah, and it's beautifully made, and I understand there's not a single nail used in the construction of his building.
Right. When I look at that Meander map and all the artists, there is an amazing amount of artists in our Q92 listening area, isn't there?
There is, and quality artists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'd like to encourage, if you don't have a Meander map, we have them here at the radio station.
Good. Yes.
You can come in and pick up a map up and plan out your day, and or your 3 days, actually.
Yeah.
So, okay, anything else, Kathy, you want to talk about or want to mention?
Well, if there happens to be a change in the COVID situation, just a reminder that on the brochure itself, it does state that you can contact the website artsmeander.com, and on Facebook, you can find the Arts Meander listed under Meander Upper Minnesota River Art Crawl, and that would have any information that the COVID might, as to how it might impact the Art Meander.
Okay. All right, if somebody would like to interested also to take any of your classes at the Smallest Art Gallery, how can they do that? How can they contact you?
Well, I'm listed on Facebook, so they can do a personal message on Facebook to contact me. Also, my phone number, they can contact me via my phone number, and that's listed as well.
Okay, and that's the Smallest Art Gallery.
Yes.
One of my favorite places in Ortonville.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right. All right, Kathy, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to Deb Myers gallery at the Smallest Art Gallery.
Oh, so am I.
How long is that going to run? Will her painting or her art be there?
So she will be August 19th to September 17th.
Okay, so this coming Thursday.
Yes.
Till into September then.
Yes, so she has it roughly about a month.
Okay.
That her show will be up. And then she'll be done just about in time. Well, absolutely in time for the Meander. Okay. So she'll be able to get ready.
Reorganize and get going.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Kathy, for coming in.
You bet. Thank you very much.
Kathy Maryhart from the Smallest Art Gallery in Ortonville. And just want to encourage everyone to check out Kathy's Smallest Art Gallery there in Ortonville, and also take part in the Meander starting October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And you can pick up the Meander brochures here at the Q92 studios.